Hare Krishna. I've been asked to speak some words for the Tamil Bhagavad Darshan festival, in which I'm unfortunately unable to be present. Congratulations to all the devotees for working hard to popularize this magazine. This word popularize, it might sound somewhat cheap, the idea of making something popular, but Srila Prabhupada used that term in respect to Back to Godhead magazine, the English magazine that he founded, the equivalent of which for Indian languages Srila Prabhupada gave the name Bhagavad Darshan. So Srila Prabhupada instructed about Back to Godhead magazine that devotees should try to make it more popular than Life magazine. At that time, Life was a very widely circulated magazine in the English language. Quite highbrow, means it wasn't just cartoons and pictures of women in bikinis or without bikinis, but it was aiming at people of somewhat informed and intellectual caliber, but at the same time it's a very popular magazine. The equivalent at that time in India was the Illustrated Weekly, which later got killed by India Today magazine. So Srila Prabhupada wanted this Back to Godhead, Bhagavad Darshan, to be more popular than Life magazine. So, well, that's a great challenge, isn't it? There are approximately how many? I can guess 60 to 70 million Tamil speakers in the world, in Tamil Nadu and other parts of India and Sri Lanka, Malaysia, and now Australia, Canada, America, France, Switzerland, England, all these places. So there's a big field. You now have how many in Tamil? About 20,000 subscribers, maybe something like that. Any other? 25. They print 25,000 copies. 25,000 copies each print run, which means there are about 20,000 subscribers. But really, you have to think about getting more and more subscribers. Srila Prabhupada said about book distribution, double it. So if you double it each year, that means very quick increasing of numbers. So can you do that? What do you have to do to get, say, 50,000 subscribers by next year? Rack your brains. Use the intelligence that Krishna has given you to increase and not think that, well, 20,000 is quite good. It is good, considering that there wasn't any such regularly published magazine just a short time ago. But it's not good enough. Nothing's good enough for Krishna. In one sense, Krishna accepts any sincere offering. But on the other hand, the devotee always wants to increase his service more and more and more. And certainly in this case, there's tremendous scope for increasing that and a tremendous need for increasing this, as the whole world is going to hell with so many wrong ideas being propagated all over the world, misleading people. the great opportunity at the present time to take advantage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, but instead people are getting misled either in the name of religion or just complete atheism or heathenism. So this is very much required, this to give this knowledge. Bhagavad Darshan is meant to give the knowledge of Gita and Bhagavatam as Srila Prabhupada has given it to us. But of course, with directly giving that, Srila Prabhupada wanted Srimad Bhagavatam with his commentary serialized in Back to Godhead magazine. But also with articles that present Krishna consciousness, the philosophy of Gita and Bhagavatam, within the modern context, topical discussions. There are so many issues coming up which can be discussed in Bhagavad Darshan, recent issues which have come to the fore. The Supreme Court of India ruling that live-in relationships, there's nothing wrong with that, nothing illegal with that. So that was, I know in the Gujarati Bhagavad Darshan, that was the front cover story. They took, what is this Shastric understanding? Obviously, when we're going to say it's wrong, but why? Not just from some social or moral or ethical or cultural background, but according to Shastra, an understanding. What is the purpose of life? How illicit sex is sinful. So that's an example. It's a bit late now, but there are now, at the time I'm speaking, the elections for the Indian Parliament are going on, so didn't have that much time to be warned of all this, but there could be. I'm just giving this as an example of the kind of topical subjects that we can address. What are the qualities of a leader, political leader, that could be discussed? Srila Prabhupada has written about that extensively, especially in the first canto of Bhagavatam and his purports therein. Also, Srila Prabhupada has many times commented on the whole system of democracy, the flaws of that. So, these are just some I'm just giving this as examples of the kind of topics that we can present that are on people's minds. We can present them in the light of Shastra. So, we want to make this magazine popular, but not populistic. That means just catering to people's lower nature, but raising people to their higher nature. So, spiritual topics, topics of Gita and Bhagavatam, as received through the pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, and discussed by Srila Prabhupada's followers. We want to make this popular. Why should cinema and cricket and politicians, why should that be popular? That may seem like a stupid question. Of course they're popular. But why should it be? Why should such degrading topics and degraded people be popular? Why should not those people, those ideas, that understanding by which people can be elevated, why should that not be popular? Now is the chance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is, now it's running on. So we can expect degradation in Kali Yuga. But there's supposed to be the antidote to that also, which is the Sankirtan movement. So Srila Prabhupada wrote that this Back to Godhead magazine is the backbone of our movement. So that also has to be propagated among the leaders of our movement. If we don't have a strong backbone, then we may develop a big body, but if we don't have a strong backbone, then it's just going to be flab. It's not going to function properly. So that also we can propagate among our leaders, that we should propagate this magazine. And devotees, the quality of articles should be such that devotees also want to read them, so they themselves can be educated on how to present Krishna consciousness. So there are some thoughts. Hare Krishna.